So we've got about 20 seconds here, and the boys' game will begin. We're going to bring you now to Cindy O'Daniel calling the game live in Yakutat.
So they're just now announcing the starters for the game today. Starting for Skagway today, we've got our freshman, Ethan Goebel, number 5. Our sophomore, Dominique Foot, number 21. Sophomore, Trevor Cox, number 23. And our two seniors, Donovan Henson, number 3, and Zach Wassman, number 4. I know there were some mixed feelings about the end of last night's game. They were excited because it was a very close game. It's a really good game, but then defeated at the buzzer by a 3-point shot. It was really, I think even Yakutat was surprised at what Skagway came with yesterday. So hopefully they can bring that intensity today. Maybe tighten up the defense just a little bit and see if they can eke out a win today. Starting for the Yakutat Eagles today, number 3, Billy Brown. Number 32, Robert Lekanoff. Number 23, Jonathan Jensen. Number 21, Joshua James. And number 40, Quinn Newland. So teams are having their last-minute huddle before they come out onto the floor for tip-off. Jumping today for Skagway is number 3, Donovan Henson, and number 21, Joshua James for Yakutat. And here we go, starting off game number 2, the last game of this series. Ball goes up, and it's tipped to Yakutat, number 13. He's going to dribble in. It's tipped away by Donovan, but Yakutat recovers. He's going to set that offense up, dribbles up at the top of the key. That's Ben Rockwood. He passes to number 32. He's going to dribble up top of the key. It's to Jonathan Jensen. Billy Brown with the ball. Nice cut. Nice move into the key by number 13, but he's fouled. I'm not sure if it was on the ground. Number 5 is the call. Foul is called on Ethan Goebel. It was on the ground, so Yakutat's going to inbound under the basket. Gets it into number 32 right in the key. He goes up for 2 and misses. Donovan Henson comes up with a rebound. He gets it down to Dominic Foot, who's one-on-one down at our end of the court. He goes up for the shot, but he's fouled. And it looks like Ben Rockwood has maybe twisted an ankle. He looks like he's in pretty good pain. He's going to step out of the game. Hopefully not too serious of an injury. They're going to sub in Kalani Russell. So Dominique should be going to the line for 2 shots here. Nope, they called that foul on the ground. So Donovan's going to inbound the ball under the Skagway basket. He gets it into Trevor Cox, who loses the handle and goes out of bounds, so it's the Yakutat ball. They're going to inbound on the sideline. Skagway's going to press. Inbounds to Billy Brown. Trevor Cox tips the ball away. Yakutat gives it in to Billy Brown, who's all the way down on the other end of the court by himself. He lays it up and in for 2. Yakutat presses a little bit, not too much pressure. Zach's got the ball. He dribbles across half court, gets it over to Ethan Goebel. He's going to drive down to the baseline, kicks it back up to Zach Wassman. He's going to make a move into the key. He pulls up for a jumper. It's short. Ethan Goebel with the rebound. He goes up, and he's blocked, but Dominique recovers the ball. Zach's going to set back up the offense, gets it to Trevor at the top of the key. He's going to call the play. Dominique kicks out, ball passes to him, back up to Trevor at the top of the key. Nice screen set by Ethan, but Trevor doesn't use it. Dominique gets the pass, he goes up for 3, and that's good. Yakutat's going to inbound, Skagway's pressing. And Zach tips it out of bounds. Yakutat's going to inbound on the Skagway end of the court on the sideline. Skagway still pressing, goes into Billy Brown. He's trying to get around Zach and Dominique. Gets it to Kalani Russell, and then they find Joshua Jensen. Gets tipped off and then is recovered by Yakutat. They put up and in for two. Trevor's got the ball. He's bringing it up the court. He gets across the half-court mark. He dribbles into the key. He puts a wild shot up for two, and it's missed, but he gets his own rebound. He's going to kick it back up and reset the offense. He's making the play call, gets it to Dominique. Back up to Trevor at the top of the key. He's going to pull up for three. It's short. Ethan Goble with the rebound. He kicks it back out to Zach Wassman, who puts it up for three, and that's in and out. Donovan goes in for the rebound, and he's fouled by Jonathan Jensen. So Donovan is going to inbound the ball from the baseline, looking for somebody open. He finds Ethan right at the baseline. He pulls it up for a short little two-pointer, but misses. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Yakutat's going to push the ball at the court. Billy Brown's got the ball. He's going to pull up and set up the offense over to Kalani Russell. He takes a three-point shot. In and out, Donovan Henson with a nice rebound. He's trying to get through the Yakutat players. He gets it over to Zach Wassman, who's going to push it up the floor. He finds Dominique Wright. Nice move under the hoop, and Dominique lays it up and in. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left. Skagway with five, Yakutat with four. Skagway's trying to beat Yakutat's trying to beat Skagway's press, and they leave somebody open down low, and they get it down there, and Yakutat lays it up and in. Zach Wassman bringing the ball up. He's going to make a move, driving through the key. He puts it up for two, and that's short. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Yakutat's hustling back down, pushing the ball down the court. Skagway gets their defense down there. Billy Brown cuts to the hoop. He gets the pass and lays it up and in. Yakutat 8, Skagway 5. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Zach Wassman bringing the ball up the court. Gets it across the half-court line. Passes out to Ethan Goble on the baseline. He puts it up for two, and that's good. Oh, that's a three-pointer. 8-8, 4 minutes, 46 seconds left. Yakutat breaking Skagway press. Gets it up to Kalani Russell. They've got Billy Brown down open, down low. Jensen makes a cut to the basket. He puts it up and misses. Ethan Goble with the rebound. Gets it to Trevor Cox. He's going to push it up, getting the offense set up. Trevor's going to make a move to the basket. It gets knocked away by Yakutat, but they say it's off of Skagway. Yakutat ball down under the Skagway basket. Inbound to Billy Brown. Over to number 32, back to Billy Brown, over to 32. Back up to Billy Brown at the top of the key. He's going to set up the offense, and then he drives through the key and he puts one up and in. Yakutat 10, Skagway 8. The ball gets knocked away from Skagway, but then they get it to Trevor Cox. He's going to drive all the way. Nope, he pulls up behind the three-point line for three, and that's short. Donovan tries to get the rebound, but there's three other Yakutat players down there, and they recover. So they're going to bring the ball at the court. A little bit of pressure by Dominique. Yakutat's going to set up the offense. They get it out to Jonathan Jensen, over to Kalani Russell. Down low, kick it back out to Billy Brown, who pulls up for a three-pointer. Short, and that's no good. There's a foul called on Joshua James. Yakutat's putting on the diamond press. Skagway's going to inbound under the Yakutat ball. Goes into Trevor Cox. And he throws it out of bounds off the foot of the Yakutat player. So Skagway retains possession. Donovan's going to inbound on the sideline, looking for somebody open. He finds Dominique right at the sideline. He's got two players on him. Tries to get it back to Donovan, but it's knocked out of bounds by Yakutat. Donovan Henson to inbound on the sideline. These Yakutat players are pretty tall with long arms, so they're not having a lot of luck passing over them. The ball gets inbounded to Dominique. He's just going to take it all the way. Basket pulls up for two, and that's up and in. Two more points for Dominique. And Dominique gets a steal. He tries to put it up and in, but it rolls in and out. He looks for the foul call, but no call. Zach tips the ball away from Billy Brown as he's pushing up the court. Goes out of bounds off Zach. Score is now 10-10, Skagway, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Billy Brown with the ball at the top of the key, setting up the offense. Trevor's playing tight defense. Passes up to Kalani Russell, who's underneath the basket. He decides not to take that, and then he does, and he misses. Donovan with the rebound. Gets it over to Ethan, up to Trevor, who gets it across half court. Trevor passes out to Donovan behind the three-point line. Nice shot fake, and he drives in. Oh, he's called for an offensive foul. Donovan doesn't like that call. So Skagway is going to press. Yakutat to inbound. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. 10-10 in the first quarter. Long inbounds pass to Billy Brown. He's going to take it all the way to the basket. He tries to put it up and in, but no good. Zach with the rebound. He's going to push it down the court nice and quick. He pulls up, kicks it out to Ethan beyond the three-point line. Ethan's got the ball. He gives it up to Donovan, over to Trevor. Nice shot fake. He tries to make a move, but he loses the ball. Yakutat recovers. Dominique's lucky he didn't get a call on a foul on that one. Billy Brown making a move to the basket. Gets it out to the Kalani Russell. Passes it over to Jonathan Jensen. Back to Kalani Russell, buck towards the top of the key, just beyond the three-point line. Joshua James to Billy Brown at the top of the key. Now they're going to set up offense. Yakutat still passing the ball. Looks like they're looking for a three-point attempt. Skagway's perimeter defense is pretty good. They find Kalani Russell on the other side of the key. Joshua James into the Jensen, and he's fouled. He goes up for the layup, and he's fouled by Zach. So Jonathan Jensen gets two free throws. Jonathan Jensen gets the ball for the first free throw. 1 minute, 51 seconds left in this quarter. Puts the ball up. It's just long off the back of the rim. Score is 10-10 in the first quarter, 1 minute 51 seconds left. Jonathan Jensen gets the ball for his second free throw attempt. And the ball goes up. And that one's long too. Rebound to Zach Wasserman. No pressure by Yakutat. Zach bringing the ball up. He gets it across half court. Gets it over to Donovan Henson, who's going to make a fake like he's going to drive in. He kicks it back out to Zach, and then they get it to Trevor at the top of the key, setting up the offense. Over to Zach, back to Trevor, over to Dominique. Looks at Zach on the baseline. Zach's going to go up for three, just off the back of the rim, and that's no good. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Yakutat's going to take their time coming down the court. Skagway's getting the defense set up. 1 minute, 21 seconds left to go. Still 10-10. Jonathan Jensen with a move down low, but he kicks it back out up to Billy Brown. Kalani Russell kicks it into Jensen and then to James down low, and he goes up for the layup, and that's up and good. And he's fouled. Looks like Ethan Goble with the foul on that one. And that foul is indeed on Ethan. And that basket counted. So he's going to get to go to the line for one free throw, see if he can make this a three-point play. And it's up and no good. Donovan Henson with the rebound. He's going to dribble up. He's going to go all the way down to the other end of the court. Kicks it back out to Ethan. Ethan goes for a deep three, and it's good. Skagway's putting some pressure on Yakutat as they try to get it across half court. 51 seconds left. Looks like they called a foul there. And that's on Trevor Cox. Says he got him on the arm. So 49 seconds left in the first quarter. Yakutat 12, Skagway 13. Billy Brown with the ball at the top of the key. Looking for somebody to get open. They kick it out to Lekanoff. Passing the ball around, looking for that open shot. Up to Billy Brown. Looks for Kalani Russell, but he's not open. They get it to Jensen. Back to Billy Brown. Kalani Russell was way open down low. I don't know why he didn't take the shot, but he passed it off to Jensen, who made an attempt. It was no good, but he's fouled. And that foul's on Zach. That's two fouls for Zach. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Jonathan Jensen gets two free throw attempts. Here comes the first one. It's up and off the back of the rim. Pretty uncharacteristic of Yakutat to miss so many free throws. Free throw attempt number two. The ball goes up, and that one's good. Donovan to inbound to Zach. Zach's going to bring the ball up across half court. Tries to get it to Trevor Cox, who brings it back up to the top of the key. Trying to get the offense and set up, and he goes up for three, and that's good. Score is now Skagway 16, Yakutat 13, 6 seconds left in the quarter. Billy Brown making a move to the basket, gets it out to Kalani Russell, who takes a deep three off the front of the rim, and it's no good. So that's the end of the first quarter. Skagway's got 16, Yakutat with 13. Looks like this is going to be another battle today. So good intensity from Skagway. Team fouls at the end of the quarter. We've got Skagway with 6 and Yakutat with 3. So far scoring for the quarter, Trevor Cox has 3, Dominique has 7, and Ethan with 6. And these are unofficial scores. I'm just trying to keep track up here. So if the math doesn't work out, I just didn't mark something down. For fouls, we've got Donovan with 1, Zach with 2, Trevor's got 1, and Ethan's got 1. There's got to be another one in there somewhere because the team fouls say 6. I'm not sure who that's on, but so far so good. They're at least spreading the fouls out so they're not loading them all up on one. Hopefully we can keep Dominique in the entire game today. He's a key defensive player for us. Both teams are taking the court for the start of quarter number two. Donovan Henson's going to inbound the ball at half court. Yakutat's going to put some pressure on. Look for Dominique. They get Dominique at the half court. He's going to drive in, kicks it back out to Ethan. He's going to take a three-pointer right there. Almost banks in, but doesn't quite go in. Rebound Yakutat. Billy Brown's going to push the ball up the court. He's going to drive in. He tries to find Jonathan Jensen in the key. It's batted away. He gets to Dominique. He's going for the fast break. He's all alone. He goes up for two, but misses the easy layup and rebound Yakutat. They're going to push the ball up to Jensen. Nothing but blue jerseys, so he kicks it back out. And they get it to Billy Brown at the top of the key. They're going to set the offense up. They find Jensen, and then Kalani Russell's all alone behind the three-point line. That's never good for Skagway. Kalani Russell for three. So that ties the ball game 16-16. Trevor Cox, trying to find somebody open, picks up the dribble. He gives it to Dominique. Not sure where to go. He passes to nobody, but Zach gets there, and so he recovers, gets it to Ethan. He drives. Looks like he traveled with the ball, didn't quite get the ball down quick enough. Took a little extra step there, so Yakutat's going to inbound. Billy Brown bringing the ball up, gives it over to Jensen. Back up to Billy Brown at the top of the key. Over to Kalani Russell, to James. Back to Billy Brown, over to Kalani Russell. He's going to post, going to shoot for three, and he misses. Yakutat with the rebound. Billy Brown's going to set it back up. Kalani Russell with the ball, passes over to Lekanoff, then to James. He's going to shoot for three. That one's off the back of the rim, and Donovan Henson with a nice rebound. He gets it to Zach. Zach's going to push the ball up. Just a little bit of pressure by Yakutat. Zach gets it over half court, over to Trevor at the top of the key. Setting the offense up, over to Dominique, over to Ethan in the corner. Ethan doesn't really have anywhere to go. He's got to find somebody. He gets Trevor, who cuts to the basket. He goes up for two, and then he's fouled. The basketball didn't go into the hoop, but Trevor gets the foul, so he'll get a chance at two free throws. And Trevor gets the ball for free throw attempt number one. The ball goes up, and it's off the back of the rim. Trevor claims he's not feeling too good on this trip, so second free throw attempt is up, and that's good. 17 for Skagway, 16 for Yakutat. A little pressure being put on by Skagway. Yakutat's getting the ball up. Kalani Russell with the ball. It's stolen by Trevor Cox, and then over to Zach Wassman, who's going to push the ball up the floor. Tries to get it over to Trevor, but there's three or four Yakutat players standing in the way. But then Skagway scraps for the ball, and they get it back. Dominique with the ball. He pulls up for a little jumper, and it's in and out. Tries to get his own rebound. Great hustle for Dominique. Yakutat recovers the ball, and they get it to Billy Brown, but we've got three players down there. He puts it up for two and misses and then gets his own rebound, even though we had three players down there. He puts it back up and in. So Yakutat 18, Skagway 17, Trevor Cox with the ball, and he almost gets it stolen by Billy Brown, but he recovers, gets it to Dominic Henson, kicks it out to Zach Wasserman beyond the three-point line. He puts it up, but that's short. Yakutat with a rebound. And they're going to kick it down to Joshua James, who is down there all by himself, but the pass was not even close to him, so that ball goes out of bounds. It's Skagway ball under the Yakutat basket. Donovan Henson's going to inbound. Yakutat putting some pressure on. Ball goes into Zach Wasserman. He's going to dribble by Kalani Russell. Billy Brown picks him up. Zach's going to make a move to the basket. Kicks it out to Ethan Goble. He shoots, and it's air ball. Dominique almost had the rebound, but it slips out of his hands and goes out of bounds. So Yakutat gets the ball under the Skagway basket. Skagway with their press. Baseball pass by Yakutat, intercepted by Donovan. He's going to make a move to the hoop. He kicks it back out because there's three Yakutat players there. Out to Zach and then to Trevor, who puts it up for three, and that's good. Yakutat inbounds the ball, dealing with Skagway's pressure. Get it to Joshua James, over to Kalani Russell, but then that's intercepted by Ethan Goble. He's going to take it in. Not sure where he's going to go. He dribbles into the corner. He's got two Yakutat players on him. And then he finds Trevor Cox, who puts it up. He's underneath the basket, and that's good for two. And Yakutat feels the need to call a timeout. We've got 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the half. Skagway with 22, Yakutat with 18. Really good defensive play by Skagway today. They're getting lots of steals, getting Yakutat flustered. They're getting a little careless with the ball. The foul situation here, we've got Skagway with six fouls, Yakutat with four. Nobody in real foul trouble. Zach's got two, so we want him to be a little bit careful, but everybody else is still in pretty good shape. So far, Trevor with 9 points. Dominique with 7 points. Ethan with six. So both teams take the floor. Skagway still putting the press in play. Joshua James is going to inbound underneath the Yakutat or Skagway basket on the baseline, looking for somebody to get to. Gets it back to Joshua James, over to Jensen. They're across half court. Try to get it to Billy Brown, but they pass it right to his feet, so Donovan recovers that pass. Joshua James is called for a foul. Trevor was setting a screen, and Joshua James just laid right into him with his shoulder down. So that foul's on the ground. Donovan's going to inbound at the half court. Looking for somebody to get it to. He gets it to Dominique. Dominique gets it across half court. Looking for somebody to get it to. Finds Trevor Cox on the baseline. He goes up for three, and that's no good off the back of the rim. But Zach, with a nice rebound, he kind of loses the handle. And then Yakutat knocks it out of bounds. So it's going to be blue ball on the sideline down by the Skagway basket. Donovan's going to inbound. Looking for somebody open. He finds Ethan. Ethan's going to make a move to the basket. Nothing there. So he kicks it out to Trevor Cox, who's up at the top of the key beyond the three-point line. Trevor makes a drive to the basket. Tries to put it up. And then there's a foul called on Jensen. Looks like it was on the ground, so that's going to be out of bounds at the baseline. Donovan's going to inbound. 4 minutes, 18 seconds left in the half. Get it into Trevor Cox. He's looking for somewhere to go. He's down in the corner. Going to bring it back up to the top of the key to reset. Billy Brown's playing pretty tight defense. Oh, we had a kid run out onto the court. So they stopped the play there so they could get her off there. 4 minutes, 11 seconds left in the half. Skagway 22, Yakutat 18. Both teams with 16 fouls apiece. Next foul puts somebody in the bonus. He inbounds to Dominique, who's got a wide open lane to the basket. He goes up and he misses that layup. Yakutat with the rebound. Billy Brown's going to push the ball down the court. He gets it out to Kalani Russell behind the three-point line. Goes up, no good. Donovan with a nice rebound. He gets knocked around by a couple of Yakutat players, but he manages to get the ball to Ethan, who tries to make a move to the hoop, but it's surrounded by Yakutat players. So they steal the ball. Yakutat's got possession, dribbling around at the top of the key. Gets it to Billy Brown at the elbow, and he puts one up for two and misses. Donovan with a nice rebound. Yakutat tries to take it away. But he manages to get it to Zach, and then Skagway calls a timeout. It's a full-minute timeout. We've got 3 minutes and 36 seconds left in the half. Skagway is still ahead by 4 with 22-18. Each team has 16 fouls. We're still looking in pretty good shape as far as fouls go. Coaches Fielding and O'Daniel down there talking it out. The Panthers have really brought a lot of good energy today, which is impressive, especially since Trevor says he's not feeling so good today. He looks okay to me. So Skagway takes the floor. Going to get themselves situated. Here comes Yakutat. Skagway ball on the sideline. Down by the Yakutat basket. It's inbounded to Zach Wassman. He's guarded by Kalani Russell. He gets by Kalani, but here comes Billy Brown. He's got it across half court. Not sure where he's going to go. He gets himself open behind the three-point line, but that's short. We've got Colton Belial in the game right now for Dominique, just giving him a little bit of a break. Billy Brown with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Kalani Russell. He takes a deep three, short. Rebound by Ethan Goble. Then he passes off to Zach Wassman. No pressure by Yakutat. Zach's going to take it up the court. He finds Trevor Cox is open right behind the three-point line. He puts one up, but that's no good. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Yakutat's going to push the ball. Billy Brown's driving it to the key. He gets it back out to Kalani Russell behind the three-point line. Over to number 13, who puts it up, and that's an air ball. It's rebounded by Zach. He's dribbling right into the Yakutat players. Not sure why that is. And then Yakutat recovers. They go in for an easy layup, but it's missed, and Donovan Henson with a nice rebound. And he's fouled. He's fouled by Ben Rockwood, who went out earlier in the game with an injury. Looks like he's better. He still looks like he's wincing a little bit, favoring that ankle. So that foul puts Skagway in the 1-1. So Donovan's going to go up for his first attempt. Puts it up, and it's in. Gives himself a chance at one more. Dominique's going to come back in the game for Colton. Two minutes, 41 seconds left. 23-18, Skagway with the lead. Donovan gets his second free throw attempt. Puts the ball up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Kalani Russell of Yakutat. Passes over to Billy Brown. He's going to let the offense get set. Makes a move into the hoop. Tries to pass it to one of his team's members, but it gets tipped back to Billy Brown. He puts it in for 2 points. Donovan's going to rebound. Pressure by Yakutat to Dominique. Up to Zach. He gets it across half court. Gets it up to Donovan. And to Trevor Cox, they're going to set the offense up. Passes to Dominique, over to Ethan, up to Zach, over to Trevor. Working the offense around, trying to get somebody open. Trevor gets it back to Zach. Zach's going to make a move to the basket. Too many Yakutat players there. He kicks it back out to Dominique, beyond the three-point line, over to Ethan. Ethan's going to try to make something happen. He passes it over to Dominique. He's trying to make a move. Nice behind-the-back dribble there. He puts one up, but it just couldn't go in. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Gives it over to Billy Brown. Billy's got the ball. Over to Kalani Russell. The top of the key. Over to Rockwood. Back up to Kalani. Passes over to James. Just passing the ball around the perimeter, waiting for that open shot. Get it into Billy Brown at the free throw line. He's going to spot up, but Donovan's there with good defense. They kick it back out for a three-pointer. Rockwood comes up with a rebound. Billy Brown gets it back to Rockwood under the basket. Tries to get it to Billy, but that's a bad pass. Dominique recovers that pass. He takes it all the way to the other end. He tries to go up for two, and he's fouled. Fouls on Robert Lekanoff. Dominique gets to go to the line for two free throw attempts. That foul was on the shot. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in the half. 23-20, Skagway with the lead. First free throw goes up, and it goes in. Yakutat making some substitutions. Jonathan Jensen comes back in the game. Dominique's got the ball for free throw attempt number two. It goes up, and it goes off the side of the rim and out. Rebound, Yakutat. 1 minute left in the half. 24-20, Skagway with the lead. Yakutat passes the ball around. They find Billy Brown at the free throw line. Kick it out to Kalani Russell beyond the three-point line. He puts it up for three. No good. Dominique with the rebound. He just wants to fast break all the way to the hoop, but there's three or four Yakutat players in front of him, so he pulls up the dribble. He gets it to Donovan, and we call a timeout. Coach Fielding calls a timeout. I think he saw a turnover coming, so he called a timeout before that could happen. 41 seconds left in the half. Skagway with 24, Yakutat with 20. Yakutat's now to 18 fouls. Skagway with just 6. Skagway's taking the floor again after their timeout. I'm sure they have a good plan for the next 41 seconds. Hopefully it's just to keep the ball for that 41 seconds, maybe get a shot off at the very last second, run some clock. Trevor's got the ball at the top of the key, gets it over to Zach Wassman. He's dribbling around, trying to get through the Yakutat players, kicks it out to Ethan Goebel. He makes a move to the basket. He puts the ball up, no good. And Dominique almost gets the rebound. Oh, scrambling around for the loose ball, and Yakutat recovers. Billy Brown's got the ball. He's driving all the way to the hoop. He looks for Joshua James. Doesn't get anything to happen, and then he just passes the ball right out of bounds. We've got 12 seconds left. It's Skagway ball in from the sideline on the Yakutat side of the court. Yakutat's putting the pressure on. He gets the ball to Dominique. Over to Trevor. Trevor's guarded by Billy Brown. He's going to get it across half court. We've got 5 seconds left. Zach puts up a three-point attempt, and that's good. Nothing but net. 3 points for Zach Wassman. And that's the end of the half. We've got a score of 27 for Skagway, 20 Yakutat. That's a really good half for Skagway. Last night they started the second half just a little bit flat. Hopefully tonight they can just start that second half with just as much intensity. A foul situation for Skagway. I'm missing one here somewhere, but what I have is Donovan Henson with one, Zach Wassman with two, Trevor's got a foul, and Ethan's got a foul. Scoring for Skagway so far, Donovan Henson has one, Zach's got a three-pointer, that last one at the buzzer, Trevor Cox has 9, Dominique with 7, and Ethan with 6, so they're spreading out the scoring, which is good. They're not keeping the fouls all themselves. So I am going to send this back to KHNS. We've got 10 minutes for halftime, and we'll be back.
Thanks, Cindy. You're listening to Skagway Panther Basketball live from Yakutat. The score there at the end of the second quarter is Skagway 27, Yakutat 20. We'll bring you back to the game here in about 10 minutes. Skagway Panther Basketball is brought to you in part by Jared L. Erickson, DMD, General and Family Dentistry, supporting Upper Lynn Canal Sports, the Red Onion Saloon opening in March but supporting the Panthers and the Skagway community year-round, and the Municipality of Skagway, a strong supporter of broadcasting Panther basketball here on KHNS. The underwriters of Panther basketball are the Skagway Fraternal Order of Eagles No. 25 in Eagles Auxiliary, the Close Rush End Broadway Video, the Red Onion, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, the Municipality of Skagway, the Skagway Brewing Company, Dr. Jared L. Erickson Family Dentistry, and Alaska Power and Telephone, thanks to all Panther supporters. Anyone interested in sponsoring Panther basketball for the regional tournament, which is happening March 5th through 8th in Ketchikan, contact Leslie at 983-2853. Basketball fans, we want to hear from you. KHNS is running an online survey to help our long-term planning, which includes basketball broadcasting. You can link to this quick survey from khns.org, and your answers are important to us, so just take a minute to fill out our survey. If you need a printed copy, call 983-2853 or 766-2020 from Haynes. Once again, the score here at halftime is Skagway 27, Yakutat 20. This game is neck and neck, just like last night. Last night, the Yakutat boys beat the Skagway Panthers by 3 points right at the buzzer. It was a close game the whole way through, so it looks like this afternoon's game is going to be just as exciting. We've got about 5 minutes or so before the second half action of the Panther basketball game continues. In the weather forecast for the Tyah Inlet and Klondike Highway today, sunny and windy, highs around 38, ranging to around 28 near White Pass, with a northeast wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. That wind should decrease 15 to 25 in the afternoon. And tonight in Skagway, mostly clear, lows around 26, ranging to around 10 above near White Pass. For the Haynesboro and Lynn Canal today, sunny, highs around 37, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, with light winds along the Haynes Highway. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 15 to 25, ranging to around 7 above near the border, with a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. For any residents in the Skagway area, road improvement work on sections of the Dai Road will be going on through April 30th. Road closures may occur Monday through Saturday between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. For more information, call 983-2702 or 983-2396. Bring you the second half of the Skagway Panther Yakutat Eagles basketball game here within the next few minutes. The score at the end of the first quarter is Skagway 27, Yakutat 20.